So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf taught, Tanai Ksuba Kiksuba. The additional provisions in the Ksuba are comparable to the initial Ksuba of 200 Zuz, regarding 14 halachas discussed in various parts of this Masechta. This includes Veligves Menakarka. They're both collected from his properties, but not from his metatlin, his movable assets. The previous Mishnah, which refers to Ikur Ksuba, specifies that Kol Nechasav Achroin Liksubasa. All of his properties are mishabodim, bound for collecting the ksuba. Therefore, tarifis malakuchis, she can extract properties from others who bought them from him after the ksuba was written, because shibud kaidemis, her shtar ksuba precedes the sale. The Gemara continues with a discussion of whether the tanai ksuba of ksubas benin dichrin, that the sons inherit their mother's ksuba after their father dies, can also be collected from mishabodim. Pumbadisa Amri, Loitar from Mishabdi. This cannot be collected from Mishabadim, because Yirtun Tanan. The Ksuba wording for this feature is Yirtun, an inheritance. Ksubas Benin Dichrin is considered a Yerusha, and a Yerush is not Tarif Melukuchis. B'nei Masa Machasi Amri, Tar from Mishabdi. This may be collected from Mishabadim, because Yisvun Tanan. The Ksuba wording for this feature is Yisvun, a debt collection. Ksubas Benin Dichrin is considered a Chayiv, and a Bal Chayiv is Tarif Melukuchis. The Gemara concludes, V'helchasa lo yitarfa memeshabdi, because yirtun tanan. The Gemara continues and discusses additional machlokes between Pumadisa and Mosa Machasya regarding Ksuba. The Mishnah states, Almana minichse yisayimim lo yitifra el b'shvua. A widow who collects her Ksuba from her deceased husband's properties, which were already transferred to the yisayimim, orphans, is required to make a shvua, an oath, that her husband did not pay her Ksuba, because chashina de matzrori atfasa. There is a possibility that he prepaid the ksuba while he was still alive. The Gemara continues, Metaltli ve'isnu beinayu b'loy shvua. If metaltlin that he set aside for the ksuba payment were still existent after he died, they both agree that she collects this ksuba payment without a shvua, because he certainly did not prepay with other metaltlin. The machlekes is where lesnu beinayu, the prepared metaltlin were lost. Pumbedisa amri b'loy shvua. She collects her ksuba without a shvua, because lechashina de mitzrori atfasa. Because as Rashi explains, I avirhani lo atfasa achrini. When the initial prepayment was lost, he does not replace it with another prepayment. But then masa mechasi amr bishvua. She collects only with a shvua, because chashina de mitzrori atfasa. Because avirhani atfasa achrini. When the initial prepayment was lost, he might have replaced it with another. The Gemara concludes the hilchasa b'loy shvua. A similar case, Yichud la'ara ba'arba matzurnaha b'loy shvua. If he designated a karka for the ksuba and wrote a shtar delineating all four boundaries of the property, they both agree that she collects this karka without a shvua, because lechashina de mitzrori atfasa. Because as Rashi explains, Sulay matfis la tzrori achrini. He certainly did not set aside metatlin as prepayment after he had already designated a clearly defined property. However, they have a machlekes b'chad metzur. He wrote a shtar which only indicated one boundary of the property. Pumbedisa amri b'lei shvua, because lechashina de mitzrori atfasa, because this is also considered yichud la'ara. But in masa machasa amri b'shvua, because chashina de mitzrori atfasa, because as Rashi explains, kemish lo yichud dami, this is not considered yichud la'ara, since he did not indicate all the boundaries. Therefore, there is a possibility that he set aside another prepayment. The Gemara concludes, v'helchasa b'lei shvua. Another machlekes. Amala edim kisva v'chisma v'havalei. Someone who wanted to gift a karka to his friend instructed witnesses to write and sign the shtar and give it to him. The question is whether they must consult with the nason before writing the shtar, whether he wants to record this gift in the shtar. It depends. Kanu minei lo yitzorchim luchibei. If the edim made a kinyan on behalf of the mekabel, they both agree that the edim do not need to consult the nason, because as Rashi explains, stam kinyan l'chsiva oimit. A kinyan includes an authorization for writing a shtar. However, they have a machlekes where lo konamine. They did not make a kinyan. Pumbedisa amri lo yitzarchim luchibe, because he had already instructed them for ksivas hashtar. But in masa machasi amri tzarchim luchibe, because he may have some reason to retract. The Gemara concludes v'helchasa tzarchim luchibe. The Mishnah at the beginning of the parak taught, afa pisha amri besula gevim asayim v'amana mana. even though there is a set amount in the ksuba of 200 zuz for a besula and 100 zuz for an almona, nevertheless, a person may add as much as he wants to this amount. The Mishnah then presents a machlokes. The Tanakhama says, Nis armolo inis garsha, bein mina erisin, bein mina nisuin, goy besakoil. A woman who divorces from erisin benisuin receives the whole ksuba, both the basic amount and the add amount. Rabbi Elazar ben Omer, min hanisuin goy besakoil, min erisin besula goy besayim valmonamana. Shloi kosabla, ela minas lakoinsa. A woman who divorces from nisuin receives the whole ksuba, but a woman who divorces from erisin receives only the basic amount, because he only included the tesefes on condition that they subsequently marry. Although he did not specify that the tesefes was conditional, however, as lina basa umdina, Bezdin considers the intent of stam bani adam, people in general, who only included the tesefes for the intimacy of marriage. The Gemara cites the following machlokes: Itmar Rav Reb Nosson, Chadom halacha k'rabbi ben Azariah, Chadom ein halacha k'rabbi ben Azariah. The Gemara explains the machlokes in two ways. Tistaim de Reb Nosson hu de Amar, halacha k'rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, de shaminan le Reb Nosson de azal basa umdina, v'rav loy azal basa umdina. Reb Nosson paskins like Reb Elazar ben Azariah because azlina basa umdina, and Rav paskins like the Tanakama because loy azlina basa umdina. Tarvayu azli basa umdina. Both Rav and Reb Nosson agree azlina basa umdina. However, man de Amar halacha shaper. One paskins like Reb Elazar ben Azariah because azlina basa umdina. Man da'amar ein alocha hachanami umden daitehu mishmi kruve daitehu v'hakriva le daite. And one paskins like the Tanakama, not like Reb Elazar ben Azariah, because a person includes tesefes even for the intimacy achieved by kedushin. After citing Mo'amirom, who disagree with the halacha Reb Elazar ben Azariah, the Gemara concludes v'halacha lemaitza Reb Elazar ben Azariah.